Something happens with this text today that is important. Until now, the people engaged with Jesus have been called the crowd. Now today, the identity of the crowd is given to us by John. Now he calls them the Jews. This sixth chapter of John's Gospel is loaded with images of Exodus in the Old Testament. There is the report of Jesus walking on the water to the other side, which brings up that image of Moses leading the people of Israel through the Red Sea. Then there was last week talk of that manna in the desert that God provided through Moses. And now today, the people are murmuring. Just like the Israelites murmured at Moses resisting his leadership. They murmur now because they think they know where Jesus comes from. When he says, "Stop murmuring among yourselves," he means, "Be quiet and listen." They can't see who's right in front of them, because they think they know the truth about the origins of Jesus. You catch it? We know where you're from. We know your mother and father and all that stuff. They think they know where he's from. Their knowledge stands in the way of truth, because their knowledge is incomplete. And so they can't get to the truth. They're not listening. The consequence is unbelief, and the only way out is to be drawn into faith by the Father, and that's the focus of this text. As always, there are clues in the original text, the original language. The word used by John when he speaks of the action of the Father drawing people is the same word used to describe fishing nets being used to haul a catch into the boat. It suggests that we have to be dragged into faith by God, and there's no other way to come, is what Jesus is saying here. Now, this is a kind of troubling idea, because it leads us to wonder what happens to those who murmur, to those who do not seem to have been drawn to Jesus. And what about us, a people who are sometimes shallow and inconsistent in our faith? It raises some questions that aren't easily answered, because there is no answer to the work of God except the promise and the hope that God does draw people to faith. Jesus is not making it easy on that crowd, and he doesn't make it easy on us either. The more they resist, the harder he makes it. When they do not accept Jesus as the bread of life come from the Father, he starts talking about eating flesh, which is not only difficult, but offensive to these people. He doesn't have any interest in making it easy. The fact here is that we must follow Jesus on his terms, even if it is difficult or offensive. And following Jesus on his terms is what it means to be a disciple. Bread from heaven is no free lunch, but thinking that it was is what brought the crowds chasing after him to begin with. Entertained with the signs and wonders, filled up in their bellies with the free food he gave them with 2 fish and 5 loaves, they're chasing all over after him. But bread from heaven will cost Jesus his life, and feeding on this bread will bring us to the cross as well. When we begin to listen to this through the context of the Passover, which is about to happen in this gospel, and the Eucharist that we're about to celebrate, we are drawn to this altar, which is more than just a table set for a feast. It's also the altar of sacrifice. The food that we find on this altar isn't a free meal, to take the bread of life, we have to take a share in the sacrifice, the suffering, the obedience, and the service of the one whose flesh we consume. You can't just trip up to this altar and stick out your hand. You have to share in his service, in his sacrifice, and his obedience to the will of God. It's costly, it's tough, but it's the only way to life. As the Father continues to draw us deeper into the mystery and the wonder of his love.